This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. Indeed. Go check them out, heartandbody.com. Don't be like me and get a zipper on your chest. And then it just doesn't look good anymore. This mass murder that happened in Orlando was a tragedy, without a doubt. Obama said the death toll could have been worse if the people in the nightclub were armed for their own defense. When asked about the Orlando mass murder, Clinton rejected armed self-defense and continued her call to disarm civilians. Do you honestly believe that you're safer if you're helpless? Do you believe you're safer if you're disarmed? Some people think that honest, law-abiding Americans should be disarmed because they can't imagine anything else. Allow me to show you the Rob Morris way, because this is coming from his desk. You and I cannot respond to a violent attack in ways we have not imagined. An armed attack is not like a child's game of tag on the playground. It's louder and it's bloodier. We won't invent a defense in the moment we're faced with a life or death violent encounter. We can't. By that time, it's too late, because we're hiding in the bathroom and huddled in fear and clutching our mobile phone as we hear people dying next to us. Then it's too late. But this can be changed. And it can be changed today. Now, see, Rob and Dr. John Adine went to Paul Carlson in Cleveland. They tried to get me to go, and I couldn't go. While they were with Mr. Carlson said, "You have no time to think. Your body can't go where your mind has not gone before. That means you won't defend yourself if you've never imagined defending yourself before." Now, that statement about imagination is a political truth as well as a physical one. Most U.S. civilians cannot imagine defending themselves with a gun or with their hands, you know, or with anything. They don't need a gun. They don't carry a gun every day, or at least they don't think they need a gun. These unarmed Americans can't imagine someone who does carry a gun every day. These unarmed Americans don't see themselves stopping a violent attack. They naturally assume that everyone is as helpless as they are. And you can't really blame them because they don't know what they don't know. So this is where unarmed America needs to hear the truth. Unarmed America, you walk past armed Americans every day. If you look at the numbers in states that are constitutional carry, then you look at the ones that have, they, you know, the number's static, 13 million. It's probably around 14 and a half, 15. 15 U.S. civilians licensed to discreetly carry a firearm in public. You're walking past people every day that are armed. You ignore the thousands of examples of armed self-defense that happen every day as well. Unarmed Americans can't imagine fighting back and winning. They've never taken the time to train their minds and their hands for this kind of thing. For all the talk about the virtues of diversity, socialist politicians shout down anyone who imagines fighting back. We as armed Americans know something that they do not. We are different in profound ways. We know that violence exists. We've studied how people are attacked, and we've studied how we might respond to that attack. Armed Americans consider how they would respond to violence if they were with family, with friends, or alone. They imagine an attack happening in places they frequently go. They visualize how they would escape or stop the threat until law enforcement arrived. Armed Americans reach answers that are shockingly different. Shockingly different. From the average unarmed American. Armed Americans know murderers can be stopped. Now, when Obama and Clinton are talking to their base, they're talking to their unarmed base of support when they advocate being disarmed and helpless. And it's an easy sell. We need to make everybody like you. Socialist political base prefers to be dependent upon government. And by bringing us all down to that common denominator, that's good. Self-defense is simply another example. Socialist citizens letting the government take care of their personal problems. At best, the government responds in hours when we need help in seconds. Orlando is perfect. It's a perfect example of how government protects unarmed minorities. Socialist politicians said we would be safer if the victims were disarmed. Safe is not getting shot. That when you're getting shot, that's not safe. So they said the same thing after Muslim terrorists murdered Christians in a gun-free school in San Bernardino. They supported disarmament again after a Muslim terrorist murdered people in a gay nightclub in Orlando. They always say that more state control is the answer, even though the answer never made the civilians safe. State control works for politicians and not for citizens. Armed America knows better, and we know what works. Armed America stops violent criminal attacks over 3,000 times every day. Terrorists suffer bullet wounds like any other violent criminal, and we know this, so we work on inflicting them. Socialist politicians demand that we surrender our safety to this all-powerful government. In contrast, armed Americans have seen what their political ignorance leads to and where the political surrender leads to, and we don't like where this is leading to. So we have this political struggle happening right now over disarming honest civilians. And there are a few commonly held beliefs between the two sides, and the level of ignorance is staggering. We can't find common ground. But here's a few words to summarize the debate. The body cannot go where the mind hasn't been before. Terrorists are as easy to kill as anyone else. Socialists pretend that it isn't so. Armed America knows that it is true. Now you know that is true. So now all you have to do is learn what you can do. Learn how you can put it together. And then once you've done that, then you realize that you don't have to live in fear. Being aware of what's going on around you is not being fearful. It's just being aware of what's going on around you. Oh, gosh. Going to the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about this NYC gun permit corruption. It's not really a surprise how it's been happening this way. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Room, Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health. Long life. I squandered that in my youth, and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. Indeed. Check them out, heartandbody.com. One of the best supplements to take out there. I got a video coming about it very soon. This New York scandal of bribes being paid to obtain highly desirable and irrationally restricted gun permits is something that few find unusual, exceptional, or unlikely. The entire practice of the unconstitutional gun permit scheme was conceived in corruption and has always been administered as a way of benefiting elites and corrupt officials. People without connections or money lose their constitutional rights. The New York investigation caught Alex Shia Lichtenstein, a volunteer safety patrol member of his Orthodox Jewish community, on tape bragging that he had obtained at least 150 licenses for people to carry guns by paying up to $6,000 in bribes for each weapon. The bribes were covered by fees of $10,000 or more paid by clients, who in turn saw their applications to carry a handgun approved in 2 months or less, compared to as long as a year in normal circumstances, while other clients saw their criminal histories ignored. The AP, Associated Press, has long approved of keeping the common people disarmed, so it's no surprise that they find the scandal that some people were able to obtain gun permits by paying $10,000 to a fixer. The real scandal is that somebody had to pay $10,000 to a fixer to exercise a fundamental constitutional right. That's the big scandal. See, here in South Carolina, if somebody were to, you couldn't even run that scam here. You couldn't get out there and in most states that are shall issue, it's the same way. We could run it, but it would be successful, but we would never have to break the law because we'd be telling people, look, you pay me $10,000, give me all this paperwork, I'll get you your permit in less than 3 months. Wow, that's, you know, go take this class. So, the New York gun scandal has its foundation in the Sullivan Act, a product of the corrupt gangster Big Tim Sullivan. Big Tim introduced the act to prevent his enforcers from being shot at by the people they were extorting money from back in the days of Tammany Hall, turn of the century, you know. Permits have always been available to the very well-heeled and well-connected. Indeed, there's about 30-some-odd thousand of those floating out there at any given time. Donald Trump and two of his children have New York City pistol permits. The surprise is the Trump's desire that the right to have them be extended to all as a constitution requires. That's the surprise for most people. Now, from the New York Post, Sullivan knew that the gangs would flout the law, but appearances were more important than results. So young toughs took to sewing the pockets of their coats shut so the cops couldn't plant firearms on them, and many gangsters stashed their weapons inside their girlfriend's bird cages, wire mesh fashion contraptions, around which they would wind their hair. I didn't even know if I could actually read that when I saw that part. Ordinary citizens, on the other hand, were disarmed, which solved another problem. Gangsters had been complaining to the Tammany Hall that, that their victims sometimes shot back at them. So gang violence didn't stop or drop under the Sullivan Act, and it really took off after the passage of Prohibition in 1920. Spectacular gangland rubouts like the 1932 machine gunning of Mad Dog Call in a drugstore phone booth on 23rd Street, that became the normal thing to see. New York politicos have their heavily armed guards. They have no trouble obtaining permits if they want them. But they want to be sure that the people who pay their salaries, who they're also the victims of their corruption, they're not armed. They don't want them to be armed. We shouldn't look for New York to correct the inherent corruption in the Sullivan Act. And you should not expect them to reform how police bureaucrats use petty administrative obstacles to prevent nearly everyone in the city from exercising one of the Constitution's most fundamental rights. They've specialized in importing new immigrants and teaching them that corruption in the city is a way of life that cannot be fought. That's their gig right now. It's not hard to do. Most of them come from places where even more corruption and less freedom than New York City. So it's like Valhalla for them. The percentage of foreign-born residents in New York City at the 2010 census was 37%. New York City residents quickly learned that the Second Amendment does not apply in New York City. In most of the United States, carrying a concealed weapon requires no permit or a permit that is easily obtained. A day's training, $50 fee, here it comes. And these places suffer no more or less crime than New York. In most cases, they suffer less crime. Those with violent histories are already prohibited from possessing firearms by national law, with local variations across the state. That doesn't keep them from carrying. Some fans of big government have contended that corruption is necessary for big cities to work, and that is a nonsensical argument. There are a number of cities around the world that are known for fair business practices and lack of corruption. London, Geneva, Singapore, Copenhagen all are run effectively without significant corruption. Big cities are known for corruption. But they do not have to be corrupt. Digital recordings make police and official corruption harder to conceal. Right now, technology and time are on the side of the Second Amendment. That's. I don't know why that got knocked down, Iowa. I'm sorry about that. Somebody wanted to type bloody into my chat room and it censored it. My chat room is sort of anal with some of the things they won't allow people to say in there. I can say whatever I want because I'm an admin, but bloody, yeah. Chicago did have a bloody weekend, but they have a bloody weekend every weekend. It's like a happening thing. When we get back, incentives to not have gun-free zones in Tennessee. Yeah, good stuff. Next break coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Say it again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only
available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
From the Frog Lube's Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Rock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. Grab it and start taking it today, heartandbody.com. Don't be like me. Don't wait on that second chance. The Tennessee legislature sent SB 1736 or HB 2033 to Governor Bill Haslam on April 21st, 2016. He signed it on the 27th of April. On the 1st of July, it went into place, went into effect, became law. And that's when most places out there, most city, most you know, businesses in Tennessee started taking down their no gun signs. SB 1736, now public chapter 947, does this without stepping on private property rights at all. This is not about them telling private property they have to do it. This is what it does. It does so by making property owners or property managers responsible for a legal gun carrier's defense if they take positive action to disarm legal gun carriers and the gun carriers suffer harm as a result, which is stupendous. That is stupendous. Summary of the bill from TN.gov. Present law authorizes persons in control of property to post a notice that prohibits firearms on the premises. This bill imposes a
duty of care on any person who posts their property to prohibit firearms, whereby such person will be responsible for the safety of any handgun carry permit holder while the permit holder is on the posted premises and traversing any area to and from the premises and the location where the permit holder's firearm is stored. The duty of care created by this bill will extend to the conduct of other invitees, trespassers, employees of the person or entity, vicious animals, wild animals, and defensible man-made and natural hazards. This bill creates a cause of action whereby any permit holder who is harmed while on posted premises or traversing any area to and from the premises and the location where the permit holder's firearm is stored may bring suit against the person who posted the property. Full text of this bill specifies the burden of proof that a plaintiff must meet in order to prevail in a suit brought under this bill. In addition to damages, a permit holder who brings suit under this bill will be entitled to attorney fees and costs. The statute of limitations for actions brought under this bill will be 2 years. This bill requires that any person who posts their property to prohibit firearms on the premises must use a sign that includes language citing this bill and the duty of care that such person owes to permit holders. So, this has provided a carrot and a stick to protect the right of armed self-defense. If a property owner or manager does nothing, they are granted immunity from civil liability that results from the presence of legal weapons on the property. In other words, they're not responsible for what anybody does in the property if they allow guns on the property. Which, to do that, that means they do nothing. They put no signs up. They may take no steps. If they put up a no-gun sign or leave one in place, they are held responsible for damages to legal gun carriers who are disarmed because of the sign. They're responsible for damages that occurred to the legal gun carrier because of being disarmed on the way to and from the premises where they are legally prevented from being armed. As an example, I've talked about this place in downtown Greenville I want to go to. I could get there by leaving my gun in the car in the parking garage. But then I have to walk about a block and a half. So that block and a half, as soon as I lock up the car and head down in the elevator from the parking garage. From that moment on, I would be protected, or whoever caused, you know, the place I'm going that is a gun-free zone, they would be responsible for anything that happens to me if I have to, you know, if I get put in a self-defense situation without a self-defense means. Now, only those locations that are required to be gun-free zones by state or federal law are exempted from this. So, no thinking property owner, unless they are strongly politically or ideologically motivated, will go against those incentives. And this is a trend. This is trending right now. Kansas grants immunity to property owners and managers from damages that may result from legal gun owners possessing guns on or in their property. Wisconsin does the same. A bill introduced in Wisconsin would award triple damages to disarmed legal gun owners, following the example of Tennessee. I have long held that if they're going to tell me I can't take responsibility for defending myself, then they are taking responsibility for defending me. And, you know, the fact that they're not really doing it is, you know, that part of it is a problem. So, without it being neither here nor there, this needs to be a trend that happens in every state that is challenging. Okay? This needs to be a trend. And notice that the places where they're, and this is a minor victory. It's a one-step victory. It's the kind of victory the gun grabbers would take. This is a victory the gun grabbers would take. We're eliminating gun-free zones. Now, the first thing we're doing is eliminating the elective gun-free zone, where somebody wants to get out there and say, well, this is my property, and I'm not going to allow any guns here, even though I have no way of knowing if somebody's carrying a gun anytime they come in my door. So, that, you know, that part of it is very, very important, and it's very encouraging. Now, I'll probably get to see that here in South Carolina by the 2030s. Although I would almost sort of expect to see Georgia go along these lines really quick. I would expect to see this because Georgia with their gun laws that they have in place, they've come under a whole lot of stress over that. So what they need to do is get out there and, you know, make this kind of thing happen, put it out there. That'd be a good idea. I think I don't understand why we're not doing this more often. Anyway, I think that is splendid. Three states out of 50. But this is the way it began with concealed carry. So it begins somewhere and it continues to grow. Gain momentum. Gain numbers. It's not that bad of a thing. For all the talk right now that's going on about gun grabbing and Hillary Clinton and all this other stuff, things are far from over. Far, far from over. We're still in this fight. So, you know. Still a bad day, though. It's a bad day. Gosh. This is not something I expected. And for that, I apologize for not expecting it, because I am genuinely stunned. I am. Not because I didn't think Comey could go political, because obviously he could. He always could. But I started to worry when I heard that Lynch met with Bill Clinton, because they probably promised her a job in the Clinton administration. She might like being the attorney general. You never know. She hasn't been there that long. So, when we get back, we're going to talk about a dad who shot his own son at a range. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Rock and Roll. The number again, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health. Long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body will give you that edge. I will see you out there. Heartandbody.com. Check them out. Now then, I'm going to say this, and the way I'm going to say this, I don't want it to come across as overly harsh. Then again, if you can't take it, at least pay attention to it. When you go to a range, you're going to be standing with a barrier on either side of you, separating you in a lane, indoor range, okay? When you're pulling the trigger on a semi-automatic weapon, whether it is a long gun or a handgun, it's going to be throwing brass up and probably to your right, maybe slightly behind you. Depending on where you are and how deep this barrier comes to your right, that brass may impact the barrier. When it impacts the barrier, it may come back at you. It may hit you just perfectly and go down your shirt. Or it may hit you in the face, or it may hit you in a variety of places. If that happens, do not keep your hand on the weapon. If you're going to move your hand to deal with the hot brass dance that you're now doing, if you're going to move your hand to that, put the damn weapon down. What's the name of this place? The High Noon Gun Shop. CBSNews.com reports a teenager who died after a shooting at a Florida gun range on Sunday was killed accidentally by his father. Sarasota County Sheriff's Office said in a statement that they concluded the shooting at the High Noon Gun Shop was not intentional based on witness statements and video.
According to police, Stephen J. Brumby, 14, and his dad, William C. Brumby, 64, were practicing in a shooting lane against a wall when the accident took place. After firing a round, the spent shell casing struck the wall, causing it to deflect and fall into the back of the elder Mr. Brumby's shirt. Brumby then used his right hand, which was holding the handgun, in an attempt to remove the casing. While doing so, he inadvertently pointed the firearm directly behind him and, their word is, accidentally pulled the trigger. My word would be convulsively squeezed the trigger, according to a police statement. Okay. When you're training outdoors, I was talking to Raven today. Me and him haven't been out because it's been hot. He's been sick. It's been hot. We haven't been out because it's been hot. It's hard to train when you're in the heat. One of the things, though, about training in the heat is that some people try to get by with wearing less. If you're going to do that, especially you ladies, if you're going to work with a T-shirt, and so in some cases maybe it's low cut, short sleeves, not a lot of collar, that kind of thing, you are probably going to do the hot brass dance. Now, if that happens, you should already be planning on that contingency. Because the first thing that happens when you feel that is the finger comes off the trigger. At the very least, the finger comes off the trigger. The next thing you should do is maybe lay the gun down. It should be up and down range the whole time. But if you lay it on the ground and it's still pointing down range, that's perfectly acceptable. You should not be doing the hot casing dance with a loaded weapon in your hands. Now, the idea that a shooter took the hand holding the gun to go after the hot brass casing is equally as stunning as Clinton not being indicted for me. Now, if we assume that's what happened, any way you look at it, this man's son paid the price for not one but two violations of the four rules of gun safety, which is how these things go down. A breakdown in any of those is going to cause an injury, if not a death. If all four of the rules are observed, nothing happens. That's the beauty of the absolute simplicity of the four rules. Following the four rules means nothing happens. The gun may go off, and it may be that it's a negligent discharge, but if it's going off negligently and it's going off and heading down range and just missing the target by a country mile, that's okay. That's acceptable. This is why these rules have to be burned into your subconscious to the point of nothing overriding them ever. Getting out there and doing some force-on-force training is fine. The four rules, knowing the four rules, listening to the four rules, living the four rules, means nothing bad ever happens. I have seen video of people with negligent discharges. There's lots of reasons these things can happen. People that carry guns in bags, this happens sometimes in there because things hit inside the trigger guard. Okay? So sometimes your hand's not even on the gun when it happens. If you stick your weapon in a place without a hard trigger cover, then you need to be treating it like it's an ache, not like it's a tool. But Bill, you always say guns are tools. Right now, the mainstream media is all over this story as part of their anti-gun rights jihad. But before the facts were known, they promoted it as an example of the dangers of kids shooting guns. So repeating the High Noon claim to be the world's safest gun range, they repeated that, highlighted the fact that kids under 18 shoot for free, ironically enough, when accompanied by a parent. Now that we know the entire part of what happened to this, the anti-gun narrative, will have to change because none of it applies. And but it will not disappear. The biggest tragedy of this is that this father, who waited a very long time apparently to have this son, I mean, son was 14, he was 64 years old. His father will have to live with this forever. This is worse than any punishment that any judge can ever hand down. This is the worst possible case scenario. And all due to a moment, and I hate to say this, I hate to pile on to this, but this is a moment of stupidity here. Nothing less. A moment of stupidity. So, don't let this be you. Do not let this be the... It's been me before. It has been me. Okay? I was lucky that nobody died in that incident, but it wasn't because of anything I brought to the table. So, don't let it be you. Word to the wise. The hot brass casing dance is to be done empty-handed. If it happens while you have a weapon in your hand, do not bring the hand holding the weapon to you. The thing that I find most interesting is he didn't shoot himself. I wonder how he missed himself. I mean, I'm not that flexible. My arms aren't even that long. I couldn't do that. Coming up on hour number three, and when we get back, we're going to talk about, well, we're going to talk about the absolute elitist stupidity coming out of Hollywood right now while promoting gun violence. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.